Hi, Michael Griffiths here from Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today we're going to have a look at engagement, and there are a couple of different sides where we need to look at how are we engaging with the people around us, how are we engaging with our current clients, how are we engaging with our prospects, and how are we engaging with our partners. Because how we engage with people really does determine how much they're going to be able to do for you. Because it comes down to a simple factor of how front of mind are you being day in, day out of the community that you have around you. So let's touch on a couple of little things there. As people who have been around me for a while know, I love the word and I'm always using the word community. The community that you are building includes your prospects, your networks, your referral partners, your current clients, your past clients, your future clients. Anyone that is around you is part of your community. And when you start seeing them as a community, all of a sudden you start acting very differently. You start doing things differently. You start doing more things. And I think the more we start thinking, how is my community feeling about me, the more we're going to get onto the right track of what we're actually doing to promote our community. So with that being said, how are you engaging with your own community right now? I'm just going to focus on sort of two parts, the partner side and then your rest of your network side. So your partners are obviously extremely important to ensure that you've got engagement with. It amazes me how many people take all the time to find partners, train partners, get partners to refer to them, and then they don't have the sort of engagement that they should be having with them, and then all of a sudden... 1 month of not speaking turns into 2 months, and 2 months turns into 3 months, and all of a sudden that partnership fizzles out. So if you've gone to all that time and effort, it can't be too much more effort just to keep the engagement going. Now, engagement can be as simple as picking up the phone and giving someone a how are you phone call, shooting them a quick little how are you going email, sending them a quick message on LinkedIn or some other social media platform, sending them a card. It doesn't mean, like it used to mean in the past, having to go out for a two-hour lunch, having to go out for drinks after work where you've got number of hours that you've got to put towards that. Yes, people don't have the time anymore to be able to do those sorts of long activities as we sort of expected in the past. But you've got to keep some sort of touch point, some sort of engagement with your partners so that they continue to remember you, that you continue to build that relationship, that you continue to ensure that your partners are going to continue to help you. So when you look at your partners, you've hopefully been able to sort of put your partners into an A bracket, a B bracket, a C bracket. What are you doing for the A people? What are you doing for the B people? What are you doing for your C people in terms of your general engagement and keeping them referring to you? The other part on your partner side, depending on what sort of partners you have, your referral partners, as I say, you should be speaking to them at least every week, if not every fortnight, because that phone call really should be a strategy session with your partners. How do I actually generate more referrals for both of us? Then you might have joint venture partners where you might just do a joint venture with them once a month or once every couple of months. But the in-between times, you still need to keep your touch points. That might just be a simple email. Hey, just thinking of you the other day, what have you got going on? What sort of projects are you working on at the moment? Because that way then, when something pops up, or when you go to be able to say, hey, partner, joint venture partner, can you please promote this for me? They'll be very happy to do so, because there hasn't been a long gap between your engagement from last time. So when we move to affiliate partners, it's amazing how so many people get affiliate partners and then just expect them to go on and promote you. This is probably the area where people let themselves down the most. You should be speaking to your affiliate partners regularly. You should be asking, what can I do to be able to help you make money from our products or services? If you're not having the sorts of conversations with them, then again, you're being forgotten. It's more than likely, if they're an affiliate partner of yours, they're also an affiliate partner of other people's, selling other things to their community. So how do you get them selling more of your stuff and less of other people's stuff? It's the relationship that you have with them which will determine that. Okay, so you can start to see the importance of really engaging with your partners. Some people, let me go a different way to what I was about to say. If you see engaging with your partners as a chore, you don't get this. You're not going to be successful at partnering up with people and building your business through partnerships. You should be excited about speaking to your partners. You should be going, wonder what opportunity is going to come out of this conversation after having it with this particular person here. So every day, schedule to be able to speak to your partners. If you spoke to one or two a day, you get through 5-10 a week, then you're getting probably to every single partner at least every month. That's brilliant. Because you're going to find the more that you're responsive to them, the more responsive they're going to be to you. And that's what you want them to be able to be. Okay, now on the flip side, how engaging are you being to your general network? So for most people, this is what they do. They have a newsletter that goes out once a month, maybe once every 2 months, maybe once every quarter, depending on how organized they are. And they send that newsletter out and they hope that people are going to open it up and read it. That's not being responsive. I was chatting at a professional development day and we were looking at how could I engage with my community. And the first thing that someone said, bulk emails. And I just put my head to my hands and went, no. If you're sending bulk emails as your only way of being engaging to your community, you don't get it. Because the majority of people are not opening that bulk email. Majority of people are not reading your newsletters. The majority of people don't give two hoots when you can't give two hoots about them personally. So what are you doing on a personal level that makes that other person feel special? Okay, so sending individual emails, not bulk emails. Sending individual cards. Just sending individual how are you going check-ins. Doing simple little phone calls. Hey, just thinking of you the other day. What are you up to? Okay, how do you become engaging on a personal level? Inviting people to small little group things. Now you might put on a little meeting. When I say meeting, that's not right. You might put on a coffee catch-up, or you might put on a simple lunch catch-up where you invite half a dozen people. But people can see that it's at a personal level that you're inviting them to. That's keeping your community engaged. Remembering the more engaged your community is with you, the more opportunities they're going to find for you. It's just the natural way the world works. If someone's thinking of you when that opportunity comes up, guess what they do? They talk about you. It's no different to let's take the example. I'm sure over the last week you have told somebody about a great experience that you've had and probably a poor experience that you've had, whether it be at a coffee shop, whether it be at a restaurant, whether it be at a bar, whether it be some sort of entertainment. I'm sure you've said to somebody a great experience that you've had and a bad experience that you've had. Why have you said it? Because it's been front of mind. It's been the latest thing that has actually happened to you. So when you take that philosophy and you now bring that into your engagement strategy, it works exactly the same. If you are front of mind of that person, when the opportunity comes up for them to be able to talk about you, then guess what they do? They talk about you. It might be about your personal relationship. It might be about a nice little thing that you did for them. It might be about your service. It might be just generally how good you are. So if you have a think, you're sitting here listening to this right now, how many people out there are actually talking about you? How many people are walking billboards for you right at this very moment? Okay, and if you don't have one, that's your next task, to get one person that when you're doing something else is probably talking about you to whoever they are meeting. Because imagine if you had 20 people doing that, 50 people doing that, 100 people doing that. You can start to see how opportunities come very quickly to you. Okay, so have a think about your engagement strategies. How are you engaging with your partners? How are you engaging with your community? How are you staying front of mind of your network so that in the end, when the opportunity arises, they're talking about you? They're giving your name and details to the next person. Okay? They're referring you business. Hopefully that's been really helpful. You can always find great information on our blogs at referralmarketingguru.com.au. And I really look forward to talking to you next time. Until then, have a great rest of the week.